The mysterious woman wore a hat of vermilion velvet and a long dark gown. Always, as the chimes made three, she passed alone, her head inclined away and down. I never saw the beauty with another, even during those supposed special days when everyone else had come together for the sharing of indulgent ways. Then, while at my window, I ignored the others here as the chimes made three to see the mysterious one, who had, for what seemed like forever, intrigued me. She passed by without looking over, with her vermilion hat soaking wet from the rain. And suddenly, a female voice shouted in my mind, warning of never seeing her again. The voice told me that it was the last time she would walk alone past my window at three, and that if I remained, then loneliness would begin, and sadness would forever court me. So, I ran quickly from my house and did something for the very first time. I let haste take me in pursuit of the mysterious woman whom I had been told was mine. Sadly, I could not find her. Only in a pool was her vermilion and rain-soaked hat. But with my touching its ethereal and coloured cloth, my whole existence became as that. Sounds of her familiar footsteps entered my mind, beckoning me to the place where she had gone. And her voice told me that my destiny lay in each and every footstep thereupon. I had made a vow, when I had known all of what lay ahead of me, 40 years before, that I would watch and know the woman who was my days past, and those for evermore. With my steps upon hers, I was carried swiftly through a vermilion-coloured space, and at the fantastic journey's end was waiting the one with starlit smiling face. Here was where, with her, I had always been. There could be no other place. I would never leave, because taking her hand meant connection with truth in eternal embrace. Oftentimes I see my window from where I had stood, while watching her walk by. I know now why I had loved her, and she could not look, because I am her, and she, I am her.